6th of March on the air with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 7 after the hour, the Malaysian Airlines flight. The essence here, I'm having a pretty interesting time looking at some new information that hasn't come through mainstream sources. The suggestion that there is a problem with the design of the 777. I'm not sure that I'm buying this, but as long as we're putting all the things on the table that may be floating around, might as well have a little bit more to chew on, right? The search has resumed for the airplane. You'll remember that yesterday's weather was so bad there, the essence of a typhoon or whatever goes on in the South Indian Ocean, this very remote area, and not many people worry too much about the weather there. There are aircraft from the United States and Australia and China. China's getting pretty feisty when it comes to looking for answers here, Kenny, too, haven't they? The Japanese, the South Koreans are there. And one wonders, I don't know if this has changed, because I was on a plane for 6 hours plus yesterday, so I didn't put my nose to the wheel on this, whether they were going to use refueling ships. All the planes that were out there that are involved in the hunt are capable, or at least most of them, of being refueled in midair, which is actually a pretty good feature. And so if they sent out a tanker to refuel them, then obviously they'd be able to stay out there, because now it takes them 4 hours to get there. They are able to look around for 4 hours, and they have to go back. So,
right.
Anyway.
Well, with the last day and a half of the weather being bad, nobody was out there.
No, of course.
I think they're just trying to get things going again. I know that the refueling planes was part of the plan, but I haven't seen anything yet to suggest that that started.
Well, they're on their way. They have ships out. Australians do, the Chinese do, sending planes, I'm sorry, having sent naval vessels to the search area. They're also going to send an undersea Navy drone, which has a high-tech black box locator into that area. But as I said, the Chinese are hot on this. 888-302-3684. So, calmer seas today. The people who are examining this from a different point of view have suggested that there was no reason to have an in-flight accessible off switch on the transponder. This is a situation that nobody apparently has paid much attention to heretofore. So one wonders about the folks at Boeing and why there would be the ability to shut the transponder off. That didn't necessarily, I mean, you've got a plane that's going to do what it's going to do with a pilot who, I think, wanted to do what he wanted to do. And if Boeing had not, and this is something that could have been fixed. These are easy fixes, but I'm throwing it out there because it's something that's new, and I squeal when I come up with something that's new. Oh, something new. Because there has been so little new here. Is Boeing liable for damages? That sounds like something that a law professor would come up with, right? Let's go sue Boeing because they put a switch on the transponder. Is that something that Boeing would do automatically? Or is it something that the Malaysian airline, when they order an airplane, it's like when you order a car, you can have all kinds of things there. There are all kinds of things in, and accessories in these sorts of situations. There, you can have an on and off switch, or you can have it, have no on and off switch. I don't see that that's, whether it's a liability for Boeing or not, it seems to me that there is no good reason to have an off switch available to the pilots for the transponder. That makes sense to me. Whether it's something that Malaysia ordered when they ordered the plane, did they take a plane off? You know, there are a lot of airlines that take planes that have been built for other airlines that they don't want. And in the case of the 777, I doubt that's the situation because everybody wants one of these things. The waiting time is almost a year to get one of them. So that may or may not be a part of it. But I just thought that was an interesting thing that nobody else had thrown into the mix. I hadn't heard it before. Kenny, had you heard it before?
No, I'm with you. I don't understand why
there's an
that
off
would
switch.
Be a feature that you could turn it off.
Yeah, right.
That didn't cause the plane to go missing or crash or whatever happened, but it's keeping us from finding it.
Yeah. So, and it kept us really from tracking it well as well.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so something else that's in the mix here. All right, what else do we have? There are three or four other things. Let's see if we want to spend as much time. There are people who want to be heard on this. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. And, of course, Facebook features, Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny will catch us up on some of the things, some of the thoughts that you've been having as we move straight ahead here. 13 past the hour. Good morning again. A good day from the Good Day program.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Want to get music and navigation combined? The in-dash Sony AV receivers with navigation deliver high-fidelity audio, best-in-class video quality, and navigation from TomTom. Listen to music from your iPod or iPhone. Watch videos on this all-in-one system, which comes preloaded with maps of the U.S. and Canada and has the latest maps guaranteed. With its Bluetooth technology, you can receive phone calls hands-free and stream music wirelessly. Learn more at Sony.com/navigation.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile, 800-865-7602, risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Talking what's in the news is our biz here, 16 after the hour, 888-55, wait a minute, that's the other number, isn't it? 888-302-3684. So the New York Times, the Washington Post, the major news sources that I use, the headline is basically about the resumation. Is that a good word? You like that word? For Flight 370. And so let's move our attention to what we do in this hour a lot, and that's listen in, sort of eavesdrop to conversations taking place on talk radio programs around the country that are examining this, local hosts, local stations, and then sometimes there's some talk from television as well. Here's Skip Essek talking in, let's see, where is he, in San Jose? No, he's not. He is in San Jose, I think, isn't he? Skip, I think, isn't he up in, no, he's in Fresno. Okay, That came right from the top of my head. I'm remembering where some of these guys are. Yeah. Anyway, here he is talking to former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mike Rosenker about the data that has led the Prime Minister over there to think that the missing plane has crashed into the Indian Ocean.
A British satellite company said that they have solved one of the crucial aspects of the mystery surrounding the lost Malaysian airliner that disappeared on March 8th, using what they say is a complex mathematical process to determine that it ended its journey in the middle of the southern Indian Ocean. I would imagine that's what the Prime Minister of Malaysia was talking about when he made his announcement that it... It is presumed now that everybody has been lost and that it did indeed crash in the Indian Ocean. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, these were some amazing calculations done by the Inmarsat company that had never been done before. This satellite was not designed to be a tracking satellite as much as it was to be a data satellite, to be able to push data through to the various customers like CETA and Air Inc. and places that, in fact, are using the data for a performance examination of the aircraft itself. It was never designed to be looking for airplanes that had fallen into the ocean.
So having said that, how dependable do you think or how accurate do you think this might be? Or do you think it just might be raising more questions?
Skip, I really believe what these people did in the ability to use their satellite and taking various models, which they were able to create, put them against, lay them over other Malaysia Airlines flights and get the kinds of data that they were able to prove. Not only did they do that, but they took those formulas and those models to other professionals in the aviation industry and even another satellite company to really validate their engineering assumptions. And as a result of that, I think we've been able to really pinpoint in a much better way the area where, in fact, we need to be searching.
Do you think that there is any hope that somewhere down the road, they're actually going to be able to find the remains of that jetliner?
I really believe we will be able to do that. When we take a look at Air France 447, we got the original debris. I was still the chairman of the NTSB at that time, 5 days after the accident. Later, 2 years, unfortunately, we did ultimately recover the black boxes and find the major debris field. And as a result of that, we were able to solve the accident that occurred with Air France.
All right. That was in much less deep water. This whole situation, comparing it to that flight, the water there is not deep at all versus where they are in the Indian Ocean if the plane did go down. I think it's interesting to look at the data which has been used to reduce the search zone. People say, oh, it's much smaller. You realize how huge an area 1.6 million square miles is? It's the state of Alaska, for God's sakes. Yeah, anyway, there are a lot of well-intentioned people who are spending a lot of time. There are a lot of people in China who are pretty upset about this. Chinese government seems to be upset. There have been relatives and supporters that have been marching. The Chinese have been marching to the Malaysian embassy every day. They throw water bottles. They try to rush the gate. They yell, "Tell the truth! Where turn our relatives? Where are they?" Because they think that the plane's on the ground somewhere. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
To the continuing conversation of what's going on with Flight 370. What are we looking at here? It's the number one song during this week in 1989, Mike and the Mechanics and In the Living Years. All right, let's move back to our discussion of the Malaysian Airlines flight. With this excerpt from The Daily Show last night, Jon Stewart taking on both CNN and Fox because of their over-the-top coverage of the search for the plane.
For weeks, the big story has been the missing Malaysia Airlines flight. Satellite data seemed to confirm the worst. I think we all feared the story would end in tragedy, and so early on we turned to the news media for a sense of sober clarity.
Air traffic controllers in Southeast Asia have lost contact with a jumbo jet carrying 239 people. We're, of course, doing all we can to try to get as many details as possible from our sources around the region and the world.
It was an accurate and humble assessment from CNN. Until they realized, oh, we've got 23 hours and 59 minutes left to fill. It, let's go nuts. And they did, with everything in their bag of tricks. Giant floor maps, big fake airplanes, little fake airplanes, holographic airplanes, no airplane detail left unspoken.
A plane like this is around 61, 62 meters end to end, 61, 62 side to side.
You're telling them what a plane looks like? Of course, man does not live by hologram alone. Give me a $6. Blanket. Now, stupid me.
A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on and all of these conspiracy theories. Just look at this. Noah says, what else can you think about? Black hole, Bermuda Triangle. And then Deji says, huh, just like the movie Lost. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think, Mary?
A small black hole would suck in our entire universe, so we know it's not that. Bermuda Triangle is often weather, and Lost is a TV show.
I know it's a TV show, but is it, Mary? Wow, did that lower the bar, CNN, but I think you can go lower.
Investigators sometimes use psychics. Why hasn't anyone considered the services of a credible psychic specializing in missing persons? I mean, it sounds incredible, but they have been used before.
Yeah. I don't know, while we're at it, why not use that octopus that always predicts the World Cup victor? CNN's missing airline obsession not only doubled their primetime ratings, it itself became news, because the only thing less likely than an airplane disappearing out of the sky is CNN's ratings doubling.
Speculation has been replacing hard facts in news coverage. Earlier this week, CNN anchor Don Lemon brought up the theory that something, quote, supernatural could be at play.
The network is in dire ratings trouble. They get a pulse. Okay? So, the executive's order, you guys got to do this wall to wall.
You better be careful, O'Reilly, or Fox's coverage of CNN's overcoverage will be covered. By CNN News Loop!
What do you make of Bill O'Reilly speaking the way he did?
I think he's nervous CNN. Because he lost in the demo, the younger viewership, three nights in a row last week, and he started getting nervous.
But still, if CNN is hitting ratings gold with the Spectrometratron, Fox News will not be speculatorated.
The most likely scenario, in my view, is the Payne-Stewart scenario. Something happened with the oxygen on board. Everybody died.
But it isn't CNN only. CNN's missing a larger story here.
You have two pilots, pilot and co-pilot, both of them Muslims. It seemed to me to take a long time for them to begin to look into the backgrounds or whether they had any political radicalization in their backgrounds.
By the way, there's a good chance a substantial population of the cabin passengers are Muslim as well.
That's what did it. Yeah. 28th past the hour on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great...
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know what I didn't get from you, Kenny, was some of the Malaysian Airlines comments that you have at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Before we move on to the Ukraine, I might impose on you, if I may, please. Oh, please, Ken. Please tell us what people are saying.
Joseph says, this has been a bizarre story from the very beginning, and there's still nothing concrete. Until they show the pieces of the plane and verify them, no one will believe.
And I think that's appropriate. Isn't it? Why shouldn't there all kinds of reasons the Malaysians want to just have everybody forget this? Because that's the way they do things there. But the rest of the world says, wait a minute, not so fast there, bub. Okay, what else?
Ali says the Malaysian prime minister just wants this all to be over, but nobody is going to believe anything until we know something.
I like that. Nobody's going to believe anything until we know something. I always like John Stewart's approach. If you didn't hear that a few minutes ago, his overview wasn't so much about where the plane is as to how silly. And basically the thought on this pretty widespread that the CNN and Fox people have been, and most of the stuff that's overdone is Fox has been taking shots at CNN because CNN has been biting into Fox. It's okay. What's the news here? Oh, there's no news. It's just, this is entertainment. All right, what else?
Vincent says, is it possible the entire world is looking for this Malaysian plane in the wrong place? Why not try looking where it could have landed?
Right. I don't think I've heard, you know, that's a very, we've made that suggestion. I have made that suggestion any number of times. Look and see how far it could have gotten or what's between where it took the left-hand turn on the ground. You're going across is quite a bit of territory there. Look and see what there is that afforded a possibility the plane could have landed. Why is that so hard? Anyway, 888-302-3684, and we move on. Moving on to what's going on in the Ukraine. President speaking in the Netherlands, attending the nuclear security summit, defending his handling of the situation in the Ukraine, responded to criticism from Mitt Romney, who said that the president's naivete about Russia's threat to the U.S. has only strengthened Vladimir Putin. Okay. So, you know how I feel about when somebody starts out a sentence with, the truth is, or the fact of the matter is, or the truth of the matter is. So the president said, the truth of the matter is. So that means whatever he says after that, it isn't the truth. That's a euphemism for, I don't really know what's going on. Anyway, so he said, that is the president, that the, quote, truth of the matter is that America's got a threatening group of challenges. Russia is a regional power that is taking advantage of some of its immediate neighbors, not out of strength, but out of weakness. He added that while Russia's actions are a problem, they don't pose a threat to the security of the United States. Of course they don't. Well, it's the first time I've heard that from him. So, and I think that's what most, you think he said it because that's what most people want to hear, Kenny? That we have no business being over there. This is not in our national interest. For all those who are saber-rattling, some of the militarists who say, got to go in there. We got to send troops. We got to be on the ground. Boots on the ground.
Oh, sure. He's a politician. They want to say what the people want to hear.
All right. There you go. All right. So let's move into what, instead of what the president's saying, what some other folks are saying who do radio programs, because that's the essence of what this hour is about. Picking and choosing some of the News Talk radio hosts, Dave Gentry and Elizabeth Hess here, as an example, talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about this whole region.
Former President Jimmy Carter was on with Letterman. He says the Crimean annexation was inevitable because Russia considers it to be a part of their country and so many Crimeans consider themselves Russian.
Well, I think if you look back at the agreement that Russia had with Ukraine, it's clear that little chunk of land there has been coveted for centuries because it's smack dab in the middle of the Black Sea. It's the warm water port for Russia to stage its fleet into the Bosporus and the Mediterranean and the rest of the world. And they have been looking at that, coveting that, working to protect it forever. Now there's a change of government in Ukraine a few weeks ago, and instead of working with the new government to protect their basing rights, Putin says, we'll just invade. We'll take it over. We'll claim it's Russia. And we'll have what the United Nations has called a phony referendum to achieve that. That's the wrong way to approach it. It's not a civilized, peaceful approach. It's a militaristic approach. And I think the civilized world has to step up to say and say to Putin, you just can't do that. What's next? Poland? What's next? Lithuania? Where are you going to draw the line here?
Senator, you just came back from a trip over there. What is the general mood and feeling over there?
You've got to measure it against what they've been through for the past several months. We went down to what's called the Maidan, which is the huge square in Kiev, and they showed you these little shrines that they put together where 103 demonstrators were gunned down, shot by snipers from government buildings during the course of the demonstration. These little shrines are really holy ground for the people of Ukraine. And they believe that those demonstrators had a right to speak up and should not have been killed, and I couldn't agree with them more. So now comes Russia and says, we're going to invade you now that you've changed the government. They're worried. They don't have an army to defend themselves. They're not asking for our troops. We're not offering our troops. But they're worried about what their future may be, and they're hoping that political and economic sanctions from the United States and Europe will slow down Putin.
All right, so the Russians have accused the Ukrainians of violating international conventions and putting lives at risk by preventing Russian pilots and crew from disembarking after passenger flights land in Kiev. That's fairly interesting. Aeroflot, the Russian carrier, says that the crews have had to spend the night on the plane. That's fairly childish, but sort of interesting. As well, as one of the very few Americans who have ever been to the Kiev airport, I was actually on a plane that was the first American plane to land in Kiev after the end of the so-called Cold War. It was pretty interesting. I've told the story on the air before about how as I landed, we looked on either side. There were a bunch of Americans and about people from a lot of people from the West. And they're aghast as you go down the runway. There are crashed planes on both sides of the runway, and people, they just push the planes off into the field off the runway when they crash there. And there were dozens of planes, and there were people out there with torches cutting seats out of planes. It was Can you imagine landing at Midway in Chicago? This wrecks planes on the side of the air. The airport, they're cutting them up with torches. Hey. All right, anyway, here's radio man Howie Carr talking to Colonel David Hunt, one of the military analysts that's around and about. They discuss what's going to happen next in their opinion.
Is Ukraine going to be an independent country a year from now?
Not all of it. I think what has what if anybody looks at a map, you look at the large Ukraine and then just below it
Crimea.
Below it's the Crimea and then the Black Sea, etc. The problem Putin has once he's taken the Crimea, which he has, and annexed it, is that the water supply and oil and everything that the Crimea needs for day to day living comes out of the Ukraine.
Yeah.
So Putin can't. He has to go get or get control of the lines, the logistical lines that feed the Crimea. So he has to go in to part of the Ukraine. Otherwise, the Ukrainians will have the ability to shut down the Crimea, and he's not going to let that happen. So he's got to go. He's either got to leave the Crimea, which he's not going to do, or he's got to go get these water and oil lines and electrical lines, which he has to.
Are these lines that he needs? Are they in eastern Ukraine where there's a Russian majority, or are they in western Ukraine, which is basically Europe?
Well, they're
with
both
Ukraine,
but they're both. It's, if you look at the map, it's south. I think southwestern, but I the truth is, I don't know where all the pump stations are. But he's got to get control of those aspects.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he looks stupid, and he's not going to let that happen. He's got 20,000 Russian soldiers on the border.
Yeah.
They're not having an exercise. The world just kicked him out of the G8. Ouch. Oh, boy.
Yeah, like he really cares about that. That's going to hurt him as much as freezing the accounts or whatever.
Of course not. But as you know, historically, we've had two world wars in the plains of Europe. We're not going to do a third one. Certainly not over this. The point I'm making is that he has to go into the part of Ukraine in order to keep the Crimea sustainable.
Yeah,
And I think that's got to happen very soon.
Very soon?
I'd say within the next 10 days, he's got to do it. And the other thing is, because right now what's happened is, as you know, Ukraine gets cheap oil and gas from Russia.
Yeah.
They just upped the price. Russia's just upped the price to Ukraine. And as also we know that up to 50% of the gas electrical power comes into Europe through the Ukraine. So there's a whole bunch of players in this, but to keep the Crimea viable, he has to go into he's got to get control of those lines we already talked about. So, and it's got to happen pretty fast. And he's not going to leave 20,000 soldiers on the border indefinitely. And he sees that the world's actually powerless, unwilling to stop him. So he'll go. He's got to go.
Got to go! All right, 16 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Basket, Wisconsin.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And now through the end of the month, get a 15-week trial membership for only $15. You'll find incredible values on top brands like KitchenAid, Samsung, Dyson, and more, along with members-only savings on household essentials and fresh-picked produce. So join Sam's Club today for only $15 to start saving on everything you need for spring. Join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
All right, let's select another item of interest here. The Hobby Lobby case before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. Do we think that it once and for all will settle the legal battle over the new health care laws provision on insurance use for contraceptives? Here's an argument or a discussion of that on a radio program hosted by Jim Forsythe. Here he talks about the case that is in the focus.
This is no doubt going to be the most emotional and the most closely watched Supreme Court case this year. We expect a ruling, as always, in late June. Essentially, this is whether or not the Green family, devout Southern Baptists who own privately held Hobby Lobby stores, 14,000 employees, should have to offer two separate types of birth control in their company health insurance policy as mandated by Obamacare, even though the Green family believes that it violates their own religious beliefs to offer birth control devices in the health plan. Charlie, these are actually four separate cases that are going to be decided today, and I don't think that a lot of devout Christians who are listening to this necessarily want to see Hobby Lobby win this case, and I'll explain why. First of all, the first case involves the issue of corporate personhood. A 2010 Supreme Court ruling called Citizens United versus the FEC ruled that when it comes to campaign contributions, companies are individuals. They cannot be held to uniquely different restrictions than individuals can when it comes to making campaign contributions. The Green family says the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act protects them from having to take steps which violate their religious beliefs just because the government orders them to. Now, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was meant to protect individuals. It was not meant to protect companies. It says the government cannot unduly burden or restrict a person's religious beliefs, or if that restriction is impossible to avoid, the government must take the least restrictive alternatives. And that leads to question number two, what exactly are religious beliefs? And this is where I think that Christians might want to take a second look at whether or not they want Hobby Lobby to win this case. Especially, what are the religious beliefs of for-profit corporations? Judge Antonin Scalia, who is probably the most conservative member of the U.S. Supreme Court, wrote in response to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act ruling back in the 90s that, quote, allowing too widespread use of religious exemptions might excuse the lawbreaking of draft dodgers, tax evaders, child abusers, drug users, traffic violators, animal abusers, employers violating child labor laws, and racist business people. And do you really want the government to be deciding what is and what is not a deeply held religious belief? I don't think any Christian or any religious person wants to go there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Doug Steffen Show at 53 after the hour. The proposal that the president has put forth ending the NSA's bulk collection of phone records has been a matter of discussion, appropriately so, on some information-oriented talk radio programs this week. Now, here's an example of that with host Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking about the announcement dealing with the end, in essence, well, at least what the president says, will be the end of the way they collect the phone records from you and me.
President Obama, I think, has, like any good politician, got his finger up, kind of testing the wind, right? And he gets a sense that the American people don't think that the NSA, the government, listening in on their phone calls, is that nifty.
Duh.
Right?
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
He's figured that out. So the president took a bold stand, I tell you, a bold stand, asking Congress to end the bulk collection storage of phone records by the NSA. Now, he's not going to do it. He is going to ask Congress to do it, and we already know kind of that Congress, unlike the president, thinks this is a hell of an idea.
Right. Do they?
Yeah, I think enough of them do, sadly enough. But, you know, I have a theory on this, because I have a theory on everything, Pamela.
Oh, let's hear the theory,
here's
Bruce.
My theory on this. So you've got this these committees, like the Intelligence Committee,
there's
right?
There's all kinds of committees.
Right. Yeah. So I want you to imagine the Senate Intelligence Committee. They sit around, and on a pretty regular basis, the NSA comes and briefs them. Okay?
Okay. Right.
So here's how I picture that meeting going. Because the NSA, this is the NSA going into its boss, for lack of better terms, mm-hmm. the people that control the purse strings. Your cushy house in McLean, Virginia, if you work for the NSA, your two Mercedes, the one for you and your wife, and your pension that you can retire in Arizona and play golf at the age of 45 for the rest of your life is based on you convincing Congress to keep giving you money and letting you do what you want to do. So here's how I imagine the meeting going. It's scheduled for 9 a.m. All good meetings are. The guy from the NSA shows up. He looks a little disheveled. His tie is a little crooked. His hair is a little messed up. He shows up about 2 minutes late, breathless, runs in with a bunch of files, drops on the table. I'm sorry. Sorry for being late. Do you have a Congress goes, you have a reason that you're late? We just saved 100,000 people, thankfully. It was close, but thankfully that metadata program, I got to tell you, if it wasn't for that, we'd have blood in the streets today. Anyway, hey, what do you guys want to talk about today? That's how I think that meeting goes. And then they're all scared into going, well, we can't possibly get rid of it. Every day they tell us they're saving millions of people. Terrorists are falling out of the sky, literally, because of the metadata program. When the reality is, they still haven't actually use it to catch anybody of any consequence.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. That's it. All right, here's a little more. Maybe not quite as entertaining, but let's find out informationally what Leland Conway and his program has to add as he discusses Senator Rand Paul's focus on getting the NSA, in essence, out of our lives.
You went to Berkeley. It's obviously, the most liberal of the liberal college campuses in the country, and you got a standing ovation. What set those kids off?
Well, I think right and left come together on some issues. You know, for example, I've been trying to reform the NSA and try to make sure that you actually have a warrant with a person's name on it before you get their information. And interestingly, that brings together conservatives like myself, but also some progressives like Ron Wyden of Oregon, on some of these issues. And the bottom line is politics is about coalitions. It's not about agreeing on every issue, but it's about finding people who passionately agree with you on some of the issues, and hopefully a preponderance. But young people, I think, are with us on the privacy issue, at least those Republicans who are for defending privacy. And really, you know, the president, who was once a progressive, still is a progressive, but just not a very good one anymore, has become the author of a very intrusive surveillance state. And I think the kids are annoyed with it.
Yeah, I think that if you're of a certain generation, being younger, then you absolutely are annoyed with just the concept that the things that you're doing are being watched by an overarching government. And I know people try to say, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? I know that this weekend it was kind of funny that former President Jimmy Carter said that he uses snail mail to avoid the NSA. So what's Jimmy Carter got to hide? You know, I mean, the point is, you know, it's something that we, I think, innately as human beings have a right not to have this kind of stuff snooped on. We have a right not to be assumed to be a suspect before anything else.
Well, and you think about it, if this is our standard for the future, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear, that's sort of a great deal less than the standard we once had, which was innocent until proven guilty. And it is very important. I don't care if you go to church 7 days a week and have never told a lie, no one should read your email. And it's the interesting thing about it is it's not because I think everybody is doing something nefarious. It may mean that I think something as profound as someone who wants to pray to God on their own terms, wants to teach their children Christianity at home, wants to be left alone in their religion, doesn't have to be something nefarious you want to keep private. It could be your religion that you want to keep private. So really, the government needs to stay the heck off of your cell phone and out of your email and your text messaging.
Amen to that.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.